From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. There has been an apparent military coup attempt in Turkey. The situation remains unclear, but the army has put out a statement on television and by email saying it has taken over and that several civilian leaders are under arrest. VOA's Jamie Detmer covers the region and says it remains unclear who exactly is in control of the country.
The coup forces seem to have control of Atatürk Airport, which is being closed down. They also have held hostage the chief of the general army staff in Ankara at the military headquarters and some other senior officers. They have raided the state-run television broadcaster in Ankara. They have got control over two of the key bridges across the Bosphorus in Istanbul. They've declared martial law. They're saying they're taking this action to preserve democracy and in defense of secularism. The Prime Minister has said they've not been yet successful, which is why I'm saying it is unclear whether this action is so far successful.
VOA's Jamie Detmer. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. France began 3 days of mourning Friday after 84 people were killed and 52 critically injured when a man drove a large truck through Bastille Day celebrations in Nice late Thursday. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. In an address to the nation, French President François Hollande said the attack was done to satisfy the cruelty of an individual and maybe a group. Hollande said that France's state of emergency will be extended another 3 months. He also authorized an additional 10,000 military personnel to help with security across the country. This is VOA News.